You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're on Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, actress, model, entrepreneur, my girl Paris Hilton. Welcome back. How are you, Paris?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. So, first question, how are you stuck in time? You've looked exactly the same for the last 20 years since I've seen you. You've seemed to just capture this Benjamin Button model from the get.
It's all about my Paris Hilton Pro DNA skincare line.
Hey, there it is.
My mom, but yeah, I have to say the same thing about you.
Oh, you're very sweet. I'm gonna have to get some of that skincare line, much like the cologne, which is fantastic, that Papa Lopez is a big fan of right there. So is this true? It looks like you're following Kanye and running for president. What exactly is your platform, Paris?
To paint the White House pink.
That's tremendous. I know you mentioned that you're in LA at the moment. You've been here during this whole time, when this pandemic hit?
Yes, I've been quarantining at home with my boyfriend. So, you know, I try to think of the silver lining and everything, and I just think it's been an amazing time because, you know, for the past 2 decades, I've been traveling over 250 days a year for work.
Yeah.
But this is the first in my life that I've actually been stuck in one place.
Wow. So this is the longest you've stayed still since when?
Since I was a kid.
Wow. Really. Wow. And do you like it? Is it fun, or are you chomping at the bit to jump on a plane?
I love it, actually, because it's the first time to be able to do it. So I've just really been focusing on my work and art and cooking and my pets and enjoying time at home with my love and just, you know, trying to make the most out of this.
How many dogs do you have now?
I have 5 dogs and
wow.
2 cats.
Wow, that's a lot.
Didn't you used to have more?
Yes. I gave some to my cousins because I had so many puppies.
It's like
I travel so much usually, so.
You got your own kennel going on. You mentioned cooking, so you've been spending some time in the kitchen, huh? What do you like to make?
I love to cook sliving lasagna. It's my specialty.
Ooh, what kind of lasagna?
Sliving lasagna. It's like my lasagna that I invented.
What does sliving lasagna have? Is it like a meat lasagna, a cheese?
Everything with like quadruple the amount of cheese.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, nice. You say you've been spending time with your boyfriend there. Have you been together the whole time, or do you take little timeouts and send him home for a while?
No, we've been together 24/7.
Wow.
Actually, ever since our first date, we've just been inseparable.
Oh, look at that. Oh, that's good. Hey, if you can get through this time, you can get through anything.
I agree, definitely.
Yeah. Nice. Well, that's good to hear. So let's talk about the Sasha Project. This was started by a 12-year-old girl. How'd the two of you strike up a friendship?
We've been friends for a couple years now. I consider her my little sister. And I just think that she's so brave and so inspiring at such a young age to be a philanthropist and using her creativity and art to bring joy and light to others and raising funds for such an important cause, because art therapy is so important to these children who are in hospitals, and just doing art really helps them out and brings up their spirits. And it's really incredible what she does. And I just love and admire her so much.
Oh, good for you. That's awesome. And you're helping Sasha too, by giving away a special lunch date with you. So how can fans enter, and where are you taking them to eat?
Well, everyone could enter the sweepstakes. You donate at prizeo.com/Paris, and the winner will win for them and a guest to be flown out by us and put up in a hotel. And then we are going to spend the day together and go to lunch, and we're going to pick out, I'm going to give them the choice of whichever restaurant they want out of my favorites.
Nice.
And have a fun day together. So it's going to be a really great cause and a lot of fun, a really special experience. And of course, we're going to do it back when the world is safe, which we're all praying will happen very soon.
Yes, prayers up, thank God, and hopefully the end is in sight right there. You're always juggling so much, and like you mentioned earlier, you're used to traveling, of course. Is there anything going on music-wise, I wanted to know?
Yes, I've actually been working a lot on new music. So I'm about to release my new single called Summer Rain, and then I also just did a music video for a new single that's coming out next month with the Nervo Twins. So I'm very excited about that. And I also wrote a love song for my boyfriend. It should be out soon.
Oh, very cool. Okay. You've been busy. You've been busy during this time. Okay. Now, what about the documentary? This is Paris. It was supposed to premiere at the Tribeca Film Festival. What's the status now?
Well, because of COVID, obviously everything's had to be rescheduled. So it was supposed to be at Tribeca Film Festival and then go into movie theaters. And now we've pushed the movie, so it's going to be coming out in a few months. And I'm really excited for everybody to see this film. It's like nothing I've ever done, and people are really going to see such a different side to me and learn a lot of things that they have never heard before.
Is it essentially like an autobiographical tale from the beginning of your life, or does it take certain excerpts, or how would you describe it?
It describes my whole life from when I was a little girl until now. So it tells the whole untold story.
Oh, cool. I bet that's going to be a fascinating watch. All right. I'm looking forward to that. And we don't know when it's going to drop yet, right? Because of the whole pandemic and everything.
Yes, we're figuring that all out right now, but definitely in the next few months.
Okay, well, good luck with that. Good luck with that. Look forward to checking it out. All right, Paris, before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot with these quick questions, quick answers, all right? Favorite show you've watched during this whole time?
The Simple Life.
Is that available to binge right now?
Yes, I've been watching it on YouTube, on iTunes.
Is it weird to relive that?
It's so much fun to watch it, and just especially watching with my boyfriend and seeing his reaction. It just makes me laugh, and just all the crazy memories that Nicole and I had on that show is just so hilarious.
It is kind of fun when you watch old stuff with people you care about and you see the reactions. It makes you want to relive it again.
Exactly.
What's the tastiest thing that you make?
My lasagna. And then also for dessert, I make something called sliving banana bread.
Ooh, I love banana bread. I can only imagine sliving banana bread. Oh, wow. Okay. I'm going to have to get on this sliving thing. We'll find out what's up. Does someone have to be invited to Casa Paris to have the sliving, or is it available somewhere?
It's at Slivington Manor, but they can also go check it out and see how they can make it. I'll be releasing videos on my Cooking with Paris show.
Okay. I love it. Hottest thing in quarantine fashion?
Lingerie.
Why not? Of course. Did you have a nickname growing up?
Star. My nanny used that when I was 2 years old. That became my nickname and stuck with me ever since.
And the best part of quarantine?
My boyfriend and my puppies.
What's the first thing you're going to do when we're, quote, back to normal?
Just spend time with my family. I can't wait to see everybody all together. My little brother, Baron, just had his baby. She's 3 months old. So I can't wait for everyone just to be together and be able to fly and all see each other in one place.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait for that as well. Well, it's always nice catching up with you. Congrats on everything. OnWithMario.com to learn more about Sasha Project LA and how to win lunch with Paris. Thank you so much for checking in.
Thank you. Sending love to you and your family and your dad.
Thank you. Love it. Take care, sweetie. Bye.
On with Mario Lopez.